This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. What a wild week. What a wild weekend. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so what the heck happened? Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer have a 4-hour, 57-minute battle. Djokovic takes it in five. They go 12-12 in the fifth set. It goes to a tiebreaker. They change the rule to that fifth set in the final of 12-12. It goes to that tiebreaker. Bam! First year in existence comes right into play, and Novak Djokovic outlasts Roger Federer in one of the greatest matches that I've ever watched in my life. And believe me, people, I've watched many a matches in my life. So unbelievable stuff from Novak Djokovic, unbelievable stuff from Roger Federer, unbelievable stuff from a girl by the name of Corey Coco Gauff, who was probably the biggest story other than Simona Halep, who wins the women's final, obviously, over Serena. And that's another story in itself, too. When you think about Serena and you think about Roger, both of those guys in the later stages of their careers, and you know what? Having more and more trouble winning the big match in the finals or even getting to the finals and getting that long journey of making that unbelievable run at a tournament, at a major at that. So Serena stuck on 23, Roger stuck on 20, Novak building his, puts him up to number 16. You have to start talking about this guy as one of, if not the greatest, tennis players of all time, especially by the time the guy gets done. Only 32 years of age. Unbelievable stuff, man. Absolutely incredible. There's a whole bunch of other stuff happening, too. Believe me. Baseball, we got a lot of that to talk about. NBA, man, the free agency stuff that went down. Unbelievable. All the changes, the movement in the NBA. It's ridiculous. It's unprecedented. It's amazing. And, you know, we'll get into a lot of this stuff here on the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, people. I'm excited. This is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Losing hair sucks, and two out of three guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that two out of three. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
I am absolutely serious. He's serious. Everybody's serious. John McEnroe is serious, by the way. And that was Johnny Mac. Great stuff. Always from my producer, Scott, on the other side, making things possible. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. What a weekend. What an amazing tennis match. I'm going to get into that in a moment. I do want to run through, and by the way, I love Johnny Mack as a commentator. Like, seriously, just absolutely phenomenal. Him, Chris Fowler, and his brother Patrick, everybody that they have does just an absolutely incredible job. Like, in all honesty, in all seriousness, maybe one of the best broadcast teams when you think about sports in general are those tennis booths. They're incredible. Like, no joke at all. Anyways, I want to get into the scores real quickly from Major League Baseball. And then I just want to throw a few things out there about some of the things that I saw at Wimbledon and just give you some of my thoughts and opinions on the greats, Roger and Serena and Djokovic and Rafa and everybody else that played and made their mark throughout that tournament. But scores throughout baseball, Yankees win again, 4-2 over the Blue Jays. Tampa Bay Rays 4-1 over the Orioles, Phillies 4-3 over the Nationals, Indians 4-3 over the Twins. That's important there. We'll get to the standings here in a moment, but if you remember a couple weeks ago, I said Twins are looking in the rearview mirror. Cleveland is stepping on the gas pedal, and believe me, that race has gotten a lot tighter than people expect, and we'll see if Minnesota can keep that great play up because they're going to have to. Mets win 6-2 over the Marlins. Giants beat the Brew Crew, and they're struggling, man. The Brewers got to figure something out. 8-3, the Giants beat them. Brewers just a couple games over 500. So the Central Division, I'm not thinking it's the greatest, but we'll get into all that stuff. D-backs lose to the Cardinals 5-2. Tigers beat the Royals 12-8. Pittsburgh Pirates lose to the Cubbies 8-3. Astros 12-4 over the Rangers. Reds get beaten by the Rockies 10-9. That was an exciting baseball game there. Mariners Angels. Angels win 6-3. Athletics 3-2 over the White Sox. Braves 4-1 over the Padres. And then the Dodgers on ESPN. That was a pretty good game. I watched a little bit of that one. Dodgers win 7-4. That is in 12 innings, by the way, too. And I want to get you some of the standings in Major League Baseball. And we're going to see how things are starting to get a little bit more interesting in some cases, and then obviously in other cases just continuing to add to that separation. Yankees with a 6-game lead now over the Tampa Bay Rays, 10 games over Boston, and I just don't know if Boston is going to fully play to their potential, I guess, to be honest with you. I mean, we all know they're the World Series champs. We know that. This season, 7 games over .500 on the outside looking in when it comes to the postseason. And the real reason is maybe there's some other good baseball teams in the American League. So, again, Yankees on top of the East, Rays in second, Boston Red Sox in third, and then the rest isn't worth talking about. The Twins, a 6.5-game lead over the Indians right now. And again, this lead was double digits not too long ago. So will the Minnesota Twins play a little bit better in the second half? I mean, they played great in the first half, leading the league with the home runs that they have. They score a lot of runs. They're huge in the run differential at plus 121. But you know what? If you wind up blowing that huge division lead that you had, it's all for naught. And then you might even have to scrap your way into the postseason. Like, that's how close and that's how interesting this could actually wind up getting. We'll see if it does. And believe me, I'm prepping you for it. So if it happens, I'm not going to say I told you so. I'm just thinking that the Twins have been playing a little bit above their head for a long, long time, and we'll see if it can continue. Sometimes you get that belief, and it doesn't matter, man. It makes absolutely no difference what people think, like myself. All you do is you go out there and you perform on the baseball field. But again, they're looking in the rearview mirror. Cleveland is pushing the gas pedal down, and they've made a big, big push. They've made this thing a lot more interesting for sure for the second half of the season. And everybody else in that division's out of it. White Sox are 14.5 games back. That's the next closest team. Houston Astros playing pretty well at this point now, starting to get their mojo. And I think that they're definitely going to have a say on what happens in the postseason. I like the Dodgers and I like the Yankees. That's what I like to have happen. But I do think that there are teams like Houston that could play a role and a factor in whether or not the Yankees do get that far. So we'll see how things play out. But Houston with a 6-game lead over the Oakland Athletics, and then behind them, the Rangers. And then after that, the Angels actually a couple games over 500 too. So that might be your best division in all of baseball, to be quite honest with you. From top to bottom, the American League West, in my humble opinion, is probably the best division top to bottom. National League, let's take a quick look at that. Atlanta Braves, 7-game lead over the Nationals. Behind them are the Phillies. And then pretty much from there, it doesn't make a difference. So you've got the Phillies who are 8.5 back. You got the Nationals 7 back. And I ultimately think that the Braves are the best team in this. I do think that either the Nationals or the Phillies do make the postseason. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Cubs with a 2.5-game lead now over the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Milwaukee Brewers need to figure something out and fast. They need pitching. They need to get that timely hitting. When you're a minus 24 in the run differential, you have some problems. But I will say this. They win a lot of close games, and then there's a lot of games where they get blown out, like the game where they play the Giants and they lose 8-3. That's a 5-run difference right there. And then the other day I saw they lost the game 12-2. But I've also seen them win those games 5-4 or 3-2. So they win close games. Best thing for them is to play close games is what I'm saying. St. Louis Cardinals behind the Brewers. They're 3 games back of the Cubs. And I really don't think we've seen the best of them yet. I don't think Paul Goldschmidt has totally gotten comfortable. So there's some things that could happen in the Central. We'll see who makes moves, and we'll see how all that stuff plays out. But definitely like the Cubs the best, and hopefully the Brewers can change that, because I'm a Milwaukee Brewer fan. I'm from the great state of Wisconsin. So truth be told, I want the Brewers to do well. I just think they're missing some very important pieces to having a successful season. 1-800-878-7529. If you want to hit me up, you can do it on Twitter as well. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. You want to talk baseball with me, you can. You want to talk anything, to be quite honest with you, whatever's on your mind, always on my mind here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America. All right, so real quickly, in the West, you have the Dodgers pretty much running away with this thing. And I nobody's surprised about that. Nobody at all. I actually think it's somewhat surprising that the Rockies aren't a little bit better. And then I actually think it's surprising that the Arizona Diamondbacks are actually playing relatively well when you think about the offseason that they had when they pretty much got rid of everybody. But they are still competing. They're battling. And that's where you have to pat Torrey Lovello on the back. That guy knows how to win with less better than just about anybody in all of Major League Baseball, if you ask me. So kind of give that dude kudos, to be quite honest with you, because I don't think the D-backs are all that great. And we'll see how the second half of the season goes for them. I think they wind up a few games under 500, to be quite honest with you. What about the Padres? I mean, this Manny Machado move doesn't seem like it's panning out so well. And then when you think about what the Phillies did, bringing in Bryce Harper, another guy that I don't necessarily know if that move is planning out quite as well yet either. Anyways, just some food for thought there. All right, so that's Major League Baseball. On the other side, we'll switch gears. We'll get into something else. You know I'm going to be talking sports, so keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, this is the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Charlie Culberson will be the final regular man available to pinch hit for the Braves. High fly ball, hit deep toward left center, at the track, at the wall. Charlie walks us off again. Hot shot, fair ball, headed for the corner. That's going to score Freddie. It kicks off the wall. Ball gets by Harper. Markakis around third. Throw toward the plate. Offline, and the Braves get two in the night.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Mighty Denver.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf it is. Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that may still be going for some of you people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check on my website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so been thinking a little bit during the break. Don't usually do that often, but was thinking a little bit. And I was really impressed with what I saw from Novak Djokovic several times throughout the match in that five-setter that he wins 7-6 in the first set. I believe that tiebreaker was 7-5 or something along those lines. Then he loses the second set 6-1. Roger just played phenomenal. Then the third set, Joker comes back again, wins that one 7-6, 7-4 in that breaker. Then you have Roger come back one more time, and he gets it done, 6-4, forcing that fifth and final and just everything that everybody wants to see. And if you want that fifth set, I'm sorry. That's what you want. You want to see two guys competing and going to the brink of elimination and being out there for as long as they possibly can, to be quite honest with you. At least that's what I'm looking for. And this one is just something to remember. It's one for the ages. New rule in effect this year at 12-12. You wind up playing a tiebreaker at that point in the fifth set. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. By the way, Joker, 33-1 since 2018. Wimbledon, only loss is in the French Open. I mean, it's just unbelievable in Grand Slams, that is. The record is just remarkable. That's why I think he is flat out, hands down, the toughest you-know-what on the tour today. And he's so mentally and physically and emotionally strong. Incredibly tough to break this guy down. So what happened in that fifth and final set at 12-12 with the new rule in effect that they go and play a tiebreaker at that point? A 7-point tiebreaker, win by two. And before that, Roger gets the break at 7-7 to go up 8-7, and he has the championship on his racket, for crying out loud. And this is when it dawned on me, and I said to my girlfriend as we're watching this, I said, if Roger doesn't win this game right now, he's losing this match. And she looks at me and she says, wow. I said, look, when you do what he just did, and then you don't go out there and seal the deal or close the door, however you want to put it, whatever cliche you want to use, you start having that doubt. And then the other guy starts having that belief. And that's exactly what I saw happen. I saw a guy in Roger Federer have a chance to serve it out. And not only that, he's up 40-15 in the game, so he has two match points. Joker somehow guts it out, gets it done, gets that break back, And then I'll give Roger credit because he did hold his you-know-what together after that. And he was able to keep himself composed enough to force this thing to 12-12. So ultimately then what happens is what happened two other times throughout this match. Novak plays a better tiebreaker than Roger. And there were little things that happened in each of those tiebreakers where Roger tightened up just a little bit. And Novak was calm, cool, collected. Poised, beyond control, man. I am just so amazed at the way that that dude handles pressure. I always say pressure busts pipes. Well, let me tell you something. Pressure does not bust Novak Djokovic's pipes. And I'm going to be totally honest here. Most of the people, at least in my humble opinion, most of the people watching that match were probably cheering for Roger Federer more so than they're cheering for Novak Djokovic. Obviously, unless you're a Novak Djokovic fan, quite naturally. But if you're just a fan of tennis, you're probably pulling for Roger Federer to add to his greatness versus wanting to see Djokovic put himself in the conversation. And what I mean by that is usually a lot of times when you are late in your career, people are very sentimental toward trying to help you achieve and reach those amazing accomplishments and those goals that most people can only dream of. So ultimately, when I'm watching that match and I'm seeing how the fans are totally hoping and wishing that Roger will pull through one more time and add to that legacy. But unfortunately, as you get older and the pressure starts to mount and it gets even greater, you start thinking about those opportunities that you have. And you're wondering how many more times you're going to have that opportunity. And then when things don't go your way, it takes you probably that much longer to recover from something like this. And that's where Serena comes into this conversation. Maybe the greatest tennis player of all time, man or woman. But for some reason, since her return after the baby, she hasn't been able to win a major championship. She's been close. She's been real close a couple times now. But you know what? Simona Halep dusted her off pretty easily. 6-2, 6-2 in the final. And Serena never really got engaged in that match, if you ask me. Because Simona Halep was just that damn good on that particular day. And going back to Roger and Novak, Roger was really, really, really damn good. Djokovic was just a little bit better. And ultimately, to me, when Novak Djokovic is playing his best tennis, nobody can beat him. When Serena Williams is playing her best tennis, nobody can beat her. I can't say that about Roger Federer anymore because I've seen the kinks in his armor. Do I love Roger Federer and do I think that he is one of, if not the greatest all time right now? Absolutely. But you know what? In sports, it's always changing, man. So who in the hell is to say that by the end of this thing, Novak Djokovic won't be the best player of all time? Which, because in my humble opinion, if he continues to go down the road that he's going, that's where he's going to be, people, whether you like it or not, whether you want to cheer for the guy, whether you hate him. The dude can play tennis like nobody's business, man. And I'll tell you what, he is an absolute warrior. So tough, so mentally strong, so physically fit. It's impossible to break that guy down. The only guy that can break him down at this point, I'm sorry, but truth be told, the only guy that I have ever seen break Novak Djokovic down is Novak Djokovic himself. Guys can play really well against him, but he usually is up for the task and answers the bell, answers the call. But you know what? Sometimes somebody can just be better than you on that particular day. But I'll tell you what, I'll take that dude with me any single time to a tennis match, and I'll definitely take him twice with me on Sundays. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I do hear the music behind me, so I'm going to do that. When I come back, I'll probably get into the NBA, to be honest with you, because I got to talk about the free agency and all the player movement and the new landscape of what is now your new NBA, people. So keep it close, everybody. As you know, I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me on the Weekend Recap. And yes, as always, it's Sports Overnight America, people.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below the waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code Rick. That's right, Rick. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. Promo code Rick.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Hanging out with you is always fun to do. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. Love talking to you on Twitter. Believe me. Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And in case you're into the Summer League thing, which happens in Vegas, Pelicans go down to the Grizzlies, 88-86. That was in overtime, by the way. And then the T-Wolves win 85-77 over the Nets. So there's your final. Those two teams, that was the semifinals, by the way. So those are your winners. The Grizzlies will be playing the T-Wolves in the finals of the NBA Summer League. And, you know, the interesting thing about the Summer League is it used to just kind of come and go. And now you have a lot of guys that show up to this stuff. A lot of the players are hanging out watching things. So it seems to be a little bit more intriguing a little bit because guys are coming out to hang. Anyway, speaking of hanging, Anthony Davis is willing to put his roster up against any roster in the NBA. Look, man, if he doesn't say that, then he's probably not a team player. And if he doesn't believe it, well, then he probably should be playing for a different team, right? I mean, you have to go into things thinking that you have enough bullets in the gun or enough horses to bring to the occasion to go out there and get the task done. I'm not sure if I buy into the Lakers roster quite yet. We know how the NBA works, man. You got to have shooters now. LeBron is not a great shooter. Anthony Davis, you don't want, I mean, look, he can shoot, but you don't want him shooting threes all day long. Boogie Cousins, I mean, it's similar. JaVale McGee, he ain't doing stuff outside. He ain't shooting. He ain't spreading the floor for you. Jared Dudley, you think he's going to spread the floor for you? Rajon Rondo, you think he's going to spread the floor for you? So I think they're missing some things. Do I think they're going to be good? Sure, they'll be good. Well, they can't be as bad as they were this last season, can they? So they'll be better for sure. But I'm not willing to jump on AD's back and say, look, man, I agree, dude. That roster is off the hook. Because it's not. I'd be lying to you. I would not be telling you what I truly feel. So that was somewhat interesting to me about what he thinks. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit of who's on their roster, by the way, too. Okay. I do like the Avery Bradley pickup. I like that one. It's a good one. Still got Caldwell Pope. He's there. You got Alex Caruso, who actually played pretty decent minutes. Then now got Quinn Cook, who came over from Golden State. DeMarcus Cousins as well. Troy Daniels is there. Anthony Davis, as we all know. Jared Dudley, like I said. Danny Green. LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, JaVale McGee, like I've told you. Lance Stephenson is still on that roster. Here's where I'm at with it. There's some decent names, but they're Jared Dudley, 34, Danny Green, 32. So those are guys that I've, you know, I kind of like, but they're also kind of older. Rajon Rondo, I don't think he's the same guy he was when he played with Boston. And I think that's kind of what I would say for the whole roster. None of them are probably the same guy that they were a few years ago. AD's been around a while. LeBron's been around a hell of a long time, as we know. And then the guys I just mentioned, Jared Dudley, Rajon Rondo. They've been around the block. I almost feel like this is kind of like when Karl Malone and Gary Payton wound up going to the Lakers late, trying to chase one. trying to chase one of those rings. It's kind of how I feel about this right now. So I'll see if the Lakers will make me a believer in what they're trying to accomplish. I thought this was pretty cool. It happened in Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the reigning MVP, no longer wants to be called the MVP right now, because that's how cool this kid is. He doesn't want you to linger and think about what he accomplished last season, because you know what? Last season's over. And ultimately, they didn't do what they wanted to do and what they set out to do. Sure, they won the most games in all of the NBA, 60 games. Got to the Eastern Conference Finals. Things were looking great. Up 2-0 on Toronto, and then bam. Kawhi Leonard and the rest of the dudes on Toronto smacked the Bucks right in the face. So I think that the growing pains were in for them. But what I loved from what the takeaway for me was from Giannis addressing Milwaukee and the fans that come out, hang out there in Deer District, right in front of Pfizer Forum. And he said to that crowd, look, man, he even asked for suggestions, like, what do you people think I need to work on? People screaming out, free throws, three-point shooting. Someone screams out, we love you, man. Look, it's refreshing when a guy knows that he can improve and he doesn't want to sleep on what he's accomplished. I like that. I like that a lot. I also like that he really wants to stay in Milwaukee. There's not a lot of guys like him in the NBA right now. There's him. There's Damian Lillard. I'm trying to think of the guys that don't want to go and ball with their buddies. And there's also something about Giannis that I find refreshing is he's not buddies with everybody. He doesn't work out with anybody that's playing right now. He works out with ex-NBA basketball players. He's done his time with Kevin Garnett. He's hung out with Kobe Bryant. There's something really, really special and unique about this kid. And Milwaukee, you are so lucky. You have one of the most dynamic basketball players to ever come into the NBA playing for you. And he wants to stay there. He wants to be there. That wasn't the case with Lou Alcindor back in the day. Lou Alcindor did not want to be in Milwaukee. You know him as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar now, but Lou Alcindor played for the Milwaukee Bucks, gave the Milwaukee Bucks the only championship that they had, him and the Big O. And it was cool seeing those guys back in the building, because they see it, man. They see how special and how unique and how amazing Giannis is going to be. So I really, really, really like that. Let's hit on Russ and James Harden a little bit real quick, because that was the last domino to fall. Chris Paul probably going to be bought out there with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and then we'll see where he winds up. He could wind up in L.A. too. He could be a Los Angeles Laker, no doubt. No doubt. Then I think they become a little bit more interesting. But will he be able to stay healthy? I don't think you have to worry about that with James and Russ. Russ is a beast. I don't get people dogging Russell Westbrook. I don't get it. I'm sorry. please explain it to me. 1-800-878-7529. I don't understand it for the life of me. The dude averages a triple-double, for crying out loud. And don't tell me, oh, he's a stat padder. He's jumping over his teammates to get rebounds. No, dude, he's freaking out-efforting these other guys, man. He cares more. He wants the ball more than they do. And to be quite honest with you, he could average another 5 or 6 assists a game easily if dudes would knock down shots for that guy. So I take like serious offense to people that dog Russ. Because Russ is really damn good, man. Russ is really, really damn good. And in case you forgot, he, James, and KD, they were on the brink of something incredible in Oklahoma City. Incredible, people. They broke that thing up because they didn't want to pay him, didn't want to go into the luxury tax. So don't tell me that Russell Westbrook isn't a winner. I'm tired of hearing people tell me Russell Westbrook's not a winner. Again, he's another guy that I would absolutely love to have on my team. Abso-freaking-lutely love to have that guy on my team. And if you think about what you're getting from him versus what you got from Chris Paul, you're getting an upgrade in every way except one way, shooting. And to be quite frank with you, I think that's the best possible news for Westbrook, because dude doesn't have to take those shots. He's got other guys to take them, like Eric Gordon and James Harden. Pass those guys the ball on the three-point line. Drive to the basket the way that you do, with no regard for human life, like the way that you do it, man. And how can it be bad to have Russell Westbrook and James Harden in the ball game late when both of those guys want to have the ball in their hands? And you know that either one of those guys can get to the line at any given moment. To me, it's a luxury. I'm sorry, but it's a luxury. And if you don't think that they can figure out how to get this thing done and work together, you're insane, man. You are absolutely insane. They're professionals, people. They'll figure out how to get it done. They got too much damn talent not to. So Houston's in the mix. Utah's in the mix. Denver's in the mix. Both LA teams in the mix. Golden State's in the mix. The West is going to be off the hook, man. West is going to be off the freaking hook. All right, speaking of off the hook, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'll come back. I'll wrap things up like I always do with my parting shot. All right, everybody, weekend recap. Andy Dorf, you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America.
Both teams out of fouls to give. Westbrook, another foul line jumper and another miss. Timeout, Utah. And you are seeing a performance that they will be talking about for a long, long time. And a long rebound out to Westbrook. The Thunder want a push. Crosses up Gallinari. Got to the rim. Finishes.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
This is Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back for the final time here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. You can always follow me on Twitter and hang out and talk to me there. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Shows and articles and things like that on the website. And always a good place to, you know, throw your opinion out there, man. Love it. Real quickly, before I get out of here, in case you didn't know, Tony Romo successfully defends that celebrity golf title. And the dude can play golf, man. If you've never watched him, guy can play. And quite honest, I actually think he's a pretty good commentator when it comes to football, too. Either some people like him, some people hate him. Don't make a difference to me. Whatever. It is what it is. I think the guy's pretty decent. Seems like a pretty cool guy in general, to be quite honest with you. All right, so got to get the heck out of Dodge, like always. And like what I like to do when I do is I leave you with that parting shot. And I'm going to go back and spend a couple of moments here on Wimbledon and the things that happened. Corey Coco Gauff, the young up-and-coming superstar American, she's got a really, really bright future. I hope she continues to play at a high level and impresses us and grows into that superstar that we all think she can be. And then Novak Djokovic, man, wow. Dude, you are unbelievable. I think what you do out there on that tennis court is like nobody else that I've ever seen, and you're really one of the best of all time, and all you did was make yourself that much closer to it. So I love what you did in being able to beat Roger Federer, where I'm telling you, most if not everybody was pulling for that guy. All right, everybody, I got to get the heck out of Dodge, so I got to say thanks to Scott on the other side for making it all possible. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me, and good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. This is Sports Overnight America. Scott Cuddy on the other side of the glass, on the other side of the country, making sure it stays on the air. We're going to have some fun today as we have plenty to talk about in the world of sports. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You're listening on SiriusXM. Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, all around the country on various different affiliates, including KSHP, 1400 AM, the strongest signal in North Las Vegas, where we continue to hold people hostage until we get, well, at least $40. And we're going to have a good time, as we always do. We have the American Forces Radio Network around the world, as well as these guys and girls who protect us each and every day, protect our shores, protect our borders, what there are of them. And, you know, don't get to go home every day on the old 9-to-5. Some of them do, but most of them don't. And they get a little taste of home by listening to the American Forces Network. And we're very happy and proud to be a part of that. So we've got a big, big sports feast out in front of us. Wimbledon over the weekend. We've got players being introduced, and we'll get into that a little bit because I'm truly tired of these organizations. I've seen so much ass kissed over the last 2 weeks that I'm reticent to pucker up myself for a good night kiss from anybody because I'm afraid it's going to land in the wrong spot. But that being said, like I said, we have plenty to talk about. We will get into all of it here on The Attack. And, of course, we welcome your social media at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And, of course, the phone number again, 1-800-878-7529. We talk about the American Forces Radio Network a lot. These guys and girls in uniform put everything on the line. And, you know, people say, oh, you know, Bob, a lot of them are domestic. And yeah, well, it's all about reinforcing your brothers and sisters who are deployed overseas. And there's a lot that goes on that people just aren't aware of until they experience it. I suggest you do. Take that trip down to Philadelphia, experience Army, Navy. It'll change your life. Don't change the channel right now because we're going to the break. We're going to pay some bills with the commercials, drink a little bit of coffee, and when we come back, more of The Attack. We'll be back.
Losing your hair sucks, and I should know. I've lost mine. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. Well, it might be too late for me, but it's not too late for you. Now there's Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair you have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. For 5 minutes now and starting at just $10 a month, you'll never have to worry about your hair loss again. So you just sign up, takes less than 5 minutes, answer a few simple questions, snap a couple photos, and you complete your online doctor consultation. A licensed physician will review your info. They'll recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products that are out there. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you want to do is wait to see a doctor. For a limited time, you receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/golf. That's KEEPS.com/golf. Do it today. Keeps.com/golf.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I mean, I've had some trouble because they play around so young today. Very young. I was talking to my doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinny Boombox. You know my doctor? Yeah. Well, he told me last week in his office he got 6 cases of VZ. I mean, he's all right now, you know.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
He's all right now, you know. Well, Novak Djokovic is all right, too. 7-6, 6-1, 7-6, 6-4. 13-12 in the tiebreaker over Roger Federer, an epic match. Djokovic is one of the greats of all time. And I'll tell you something. When you look at tennis, men's tennis in particular right now, and it's a shame for American tennis. It's a golden age right now. Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal, to a lesser degree, Andy Murray. Unfortunately, the injury, he was never on the level of the big three, but he had a chance to be on the fringe of it and be mentioned in the same breath until the injuries did him in. He's retired now after this tournament. It's a golden age. These guys are the best ever, with all due respect to Jimmy Connors, and with all due respect to John McEnroe, and with all due respect to even going back to the old days to Rod Laver. And I know it's heresy to talk about the older guys and say, and maybe with the new technology, they might have been as good. But these guys are just extraordinary athletes. I mean, Federer playing into his late 30s, the only guy from the past that I will throw in there is the silent assassin, Pete Sampras, who certainly deserves to be mentioned in the same breath as these guys. But unfortunately, his rivals, as it were coming and going. There were players that challenged him for a while, but then would fade off. They never had the consistency of the big three. And when you look at tennis and men's tennis, this is the golden era. If you take it back to the amateur days if you want, and, you know, you look at the Australians and how good they were, this is the golden age of men's tennis. And the fans appreciate it, and they recognize it. Every time there's a matchup, and somebody's going to get bumped in the semis out of the big three because it's just the way the seedings work. This year it was Nadal. it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And the fact that Roger Federer is even playing on this level at 37 years of age is testament to his conditioning, is testament to his dedication and his focus and his athletic ability, you know. But every time these guys meet up, and the thing that's great about it, and I talked about this a little bit involving Serena, and we'll get to her in a couple of minutes, but the respect that these three men have for each other, both on and off the court, always comes through after a match. Always. Now, Andy Murray is a bit of a grump, you know, and again, he's on the outside looking in when it comes to the big three, but he has a bit of an abrasive personality and, you know, he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And I think that's because of the fact that he's had to elevate his talent in order to be competitive, because the talent is not as good as the big three. But Djokovic, Nadal, and Federer, when they play each other, there's a mutual respect involved that they understand their place in the history of men's tennis and the fact that they're going to be talked about for the next 50 years of men's tennis. It's as simple as that. And the debates will start once one of them steps off the stage, probably Federer first, unless Nadal's knees go. But who's the best? Who's the best out of the big three? And they're going to compare tournaments and they're going to compare matches. Well, this one was one for the ages. As I said, a five-setter, 13-12 in the tiebreaker. It was extraordinary. Federer was game. You know, he dominated the second set 6-1. And he dominated the fourth set 4-6. They were so even, Steven, in the fifth set that you were holding your breath. It was a long final, longest in Wimbledon history, 4 hours, 57 minutes. And Djokovic, who ate a clump of grass, that was pretty funny. That was out of the Les Miles playbook right there. But again, Nadal's 30. Djokovic's 32. Federer's 37. What's coming behind them? There's great men's tennis players who never see a sniff of the majors just because these guys are so dominant and so talented. They have complete respect. It's they hunger for the trophy. They have all the bucks that they need. It's you know, you can see the look on Federer's face. It hurt. He really wanted this bad because he knows the opportunities are getting less and less. And everybody wants to win Wimbledon. I mean, it doesn't, you and they can hump the U.S. Open till the cows come home, and the French is the French, and it's all great that it's played on clay, the unique surface, and the Australian is the Australian, but it starts so early in the year, and you know, it has its history as well, obviously, but it's Wimbledon. And for these guys to get to the final and to lose, it's difficult for them to handle it. You could see it on his face. Didn't make him any less graceful. You know, he was talking about it afterwards, though, and he said, you know, my kids aren't going to be excited by the plate. They wanted to see the trophy. And for those of you who don't know the history, look at the video. It's considering that Federer won the Australian back in 2018. This is his first major final since that victory, and it's telling you that Father Time is catching up. You know, last year in Wimbledon, he went out in the quarters. They love him. They love him there. They love him as much as Andy Murray. And when it comes to being on the court, partly because of his greatness, partly because of his longevity, he's always the crowd favorite. He's the crowd favorite against Rafa. He's the crowd favorite yesterday against Djokovic. He probably, well, I don't know, maybe against not against Andy Murray, but it would have been damn close. They love the guy. Love the guy. And Djokovic also doesn't have the level of personality that Federer has. Djokovic, especially in the beginning of his career, came across as a bit abrupt and abrasive. He really wasn't. English was his second language, so he had a hard time defining what he was saying all the time, and it came across as awkward sometimes. He's just a great, great player. And when you look at it, these are historic matches. These are great times. How long they're going to continue to go remains to be seen. It looked like 3-4 years ago that Roger was done or starting to go down that road. And he's revitalized his career. He caught a second wind, and it's pretty extraordinary stuff. These guys are out there, like I said, you're playing 4 hours, 4.5 hours. The conditioning is amazing. They're right there with the most extraordinary athletes in the world. Every bit is as good as the soccer players who never stop moving. It's great stuff to watch. And even if you're a casual fan and you only pay attention to the majors when it comes to tennis, watching this stuff is so worth it because you're seeing, you know, for lack of a better, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, because that's exactly what it is. These guys, the Gentlemen's Final was an all-time classic. It will go down in history. And it will be something that will be paid attention to and referenced for a long time to come. When we come back, we're going to talk some NBA. We'll get Serena out of the way first. I want to talk about her and Halep's match briefly because it was not particularly interesting. But, you know, credit where credit is due. And we'll get into the Anthony Davis thing on the other side as well. This is the Sports Attack. I am Bob Black. You are not. Pay attention. You might learn something.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
About the insinuation that she was cheating than anything else.
For you to attack my character is something that's wrong. It's wrong. You attacking my character. Yes, you are. You owe me an apology. You will never, ever, ever be on another court of mine as long as you live. You are the liar. When are you going to give me my apology? You owe me an apology. Sorry. Well, then don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. So it, Serena was watching her coach give her a hand signal. And now.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. This is very unfortunate.
Are you kidding me? Because I said you're a thief. Because you stole a point from me. But I'm not a cheater.
Serena's asking for the referee. Osaka was ready to serve D here over the crowd, but Carlos Ramos said game penalty. We said that the third code violation would lead to that.
Correct.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Please let this nightmare stop!
Yeah, well, it stopped for Serena, all right. Simona Halep beat her in straight sets. You know, I've beaten up Serena on her ability to, or lack thereof, to lose or win with any level of class throughout her history. And she lost in straight sets pretty easily to Simona Halep on Saturday. And she did it the right way. She actually lost with class, unlike what you just heard against Osaka, which she did the big apology and magazine article and all that crap. It was refreshing to see it. You know, they can talk about the fact that the crowd is behind her all the time, and it's a big difference from when she was a younger player where there was a lot of racial crap thrown out there and everything else. And it's all well and good. She's earned everything that she's achieved in the world of tennis, including the adoration of the crowds. But again, when she loses, she has zero class. And when she wins, she has zero class. This was actually a refreshing change. She got beat up by Simona Halep. Again, I have no rooting interest in this, but I was curious when it was apparent, particularly in the second set when she was down 5-2, what was going to happen and how it was going to play out going forward. And it played out okay. You know, to me, she won back a little respect. Obviously, Halep is somebody whose game she respects. Yeah, you have to remember something. Last year, when that incident happened, Osaka kind of burst onto the world stage. I mean, people who know tennis knew she was a pretty good player, but she hadn't achieved anything as far as winning majors or the bigger tournaments or anything along those lines. And I think Serena Williams basically dismissed her as not being worthy of winning a major tournament. And this year, and Serena has dominated Halep throughout their career, Halep took care of business. And she even said it herself. Previously, she was so focused on how good Serena was that she put herself behind the eight ball immediately. And her nerves got the best of her. She was tense. She wasn't playing loose. She played the best tennis of her career in the final against Serena Williams. And it showed. It was an easy victory, 6-2, 6-2. And Serena handled it okay afterwards. She gave credit where credit was due. She is old. I mean, in tennis years, she's old. She's trying to get major title number 24, which would set the record. She was trying to will herself back into the match. She had 26 unforced errors to just 3 for Halep. And it just, the game just wasn't there for her. It just wasn't there. It was her 4th runner-up finish of all time. Like I said, she congratulated her, gave her the credit, didn't say that anything happened with the referees, didn't say that, well, had I been on my game, I would have won or anything along those lines. It just kind of, you know, played itself out. And for the women, you know, you look at it and it's going to be difficult because when you're following the GOAT, which she is, who's going to pick up the mantle and keep women's tennis interesting? Maybe it ends up being Coco Gauff, who had a wonderful tournament until she went down in the quarters. You know, there, it's a bunch of names that you just don't recognize. Alison Risk and Barbora Strykova and people like this who are ranked in the top 10. I mean, Coco isn't yet, but who are ranked in the top 10, but don't have the star power of Serena. And tennis is waiting for that next great star. Is it going to be Halep? No. No. She's 27 years old. You know, she's technically in her prime, but the reality is that she's not consistent enough a player. Maybe this puts her over the top and gives her a run for a while. But she also has been criticized in the past for not being mentally tough, and we'll see whether or not this changes it, because she admitted in her post-match conference that when she has played Serena in the past, it has been about the fact that she knew she was playing the best ever, and it always got to her. So I don't know how it's going to play out for the women's side. It's going to be interesting to see. They need – it's the same to a certain point in golf, but now there's a bunch of superb players in the world of golf. Tennis needs dominant players in order to be paid attention to. They need guys like Djokovic and Roger and Nadal, and they need women like Serena and Venus, and they need people who are going to put fannies in the seats, and whether you love them or they hate them, people that you're going to pay attention to. And, you know, we'll see. But a good tournament. Like I said, Serena finally handled something with class, which, you know, I was impressed with. But Wimbledon's in the books, let's put it that way, and they march towards the U.S. Open. L.A. introduced their newest star, Anthony Davis, the unibrow. I mentioned it in the opening of the show. I am so tired of these executives kissing the asses of these players in order to show them how great they are and how valuable they are and all this stuff. It, you know something? They're making tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. Just sign the contract, introduce them, tell them how great they are once, and then shut up. I listened to Rob Pelinka. I thought he was literally going to give him a massage when he was on the stage. He's going to be a pillar of the Lakers in history. He's going to be somebody we'll build around and we'll win championships. And he and LeBron are going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't even think they're the best team in the West. And I'm not doubting Anthony Davis's talent. He's a talented guy. He also hasn't won jack squat. He won one playoff series down in New Orleans. And at times he had pretty good teams around him. Not always, because their general manager was incompetent. But they managed a couple of times to have some damn good basketball teams. And Rob Pelinka described him as the most versatile all-around player in the game. Have you looked in the other locker room? Have you seen Kawhi Leonard, who just won a championship, who just hoisted a trophy, who plays the best all-around game in basketball? And, oh, by the way, you got probably the second best guy sitting on the bench a little further down from Anthony Davis. because I still would take LeBron over Anthony Davis. Not, you know, in the long term, obviously, with the age difference. But LeBron's mentioned in the same breath as Michael Jordan. Anthony Davis isn't even mentioned in the same breath as Elgin Baylor. Not yet. Or Karl Malone. Not yet. He may get there, but he ain't there yet. And I found it interesting when I was looking at Rachel Nichols' interview with him, and the fact that here's a guy who can't pick out his own clothes, literally. He was talking about the fact that since he's been in the league, he's had so many people around him making decisions for him. And one of the things he talked about was the fact that once I decided I didn't want to be in New Orleans, I started making my own decisions, which I found a very interesting, insightful comment. All right, we're going to leave it right there. We're going to pick it up on the other side. First, we're going to take a trip to Tampico, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more NBA, specifically Anthony Davis, before we move on to other things in the association. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Anthony Davis. Nothing ill-fitting about that, Jeff.
Down the lane, blocked by Davis.
Payton with the lob and a classy finish by Anthony Davis.
This is Sports Overnight America.
LeBron James coming to the studio.
Attention Bay Area homeowners, Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information, 415-883-2150, or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender, license Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping cost, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well, and that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code RICK. That's right, RICK. Go to NULeafNaturals.com, promo code Rick.
Oh, I know very well you guys could bump me off any minute you wish, but that's a risk worth running considering the stakes. Let's lay all our cards on the table. As I see it, you guys have got to do one of three things. Kill me, run me off, or take me in with you as a partner. Let's consider the first. Another guy may come along tomorrow, or maybe a dozen other guys. If you start bumping people off, just how far are you prepared to go with it? Ask yourselves that. Also, don't forget, the one actually to do the bumping off would forever be in the power of the other two. The only safe way would be for all three of you to drag out your cannons and bang away at the same instant like a firing squad.
We wouldn't stop at anything to protect our interests.
I claim killing me isn't it. As for choice number two, if you run me off, I might very well inform on you. 25% of the value of your find is the reward I'd get paid, and that'd be mighty tempting. Mighty tempting.
It's a pretty strong argument in favor of our doing number one, mister.
I don't deny it. But let's see what number three has to offer. If you take me in with you as a partner, you don't stand to lose anything. I'll not ask to share in what you've made so far, only in the profits to come.
Is my stranger letting us talk this over alone among ourselves?
Not at all. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Attack Tampico update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel. Yeah, it'll save your ass. 83 currently, feels like 93. Humidity's in the air. Low's going to be 80. High's going to be 91. 20% chance of rain. Break out the sunblock. They keep saying the UV index is 0 out of 10, but we know that's a lie in Tampico, Mexico, because it is the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, not too shabby as well. Right now, it's 74 degrees. It feels like 71. High is going to be 88. 0% chance of rain, so make sure you do break out that sunblock in Tampico, Illinois, because until the 20th of December, it is no longer the coldest city ever.
How long you guys been around Tampico anyway?
Not long enough. Welcome back to the Attack. Black Cuddy, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Talking to Anthony Davis, talking to the LA Lakers, talking about the sycophants that suck up to these guys. And look, I know you got to stroke their egos all the time, keep them happy and everything else. I'm just real tired of it. And it's no knock on Anthony Davis. I put this more on these organizations who feel like they just need to kiss the hinies of these guys constantly in order to keep them happy. If you can't see phoniness or know it when you hear it, and some of them need to be stroked on a constant basis, some of them have the brain power to realize that, you know, they're just saying this, and you know, if I blow my knee out, everything will change tomorrow. So, you know, I look at it and I say, well, Anthony Davis, he's a Laker. He did his power play. He wanted to be in LA. And don't forget, he's only there contractually for a year. He hasn't re-upped yet, and he won't because of the salary cap situation. He won't be able to do it until next year when he'll play out and he'll do whatever he needs to do, and you know, money will be there, and he can make his decision at that time. But in theory, if he's not happy with the locker room situation, he can move on. So for all the butt-kissing that's going on and all about the fact that they're talking about, well, you know, he's a pillar of the Lakers for years to come. Well, ain't nothing been decided yet. He's in L.A. He got that wish. But he's not committed to them long term. Probably will be. But contractually, he's not. So if they have a stink season where they get bypassed by two or three teams in the West and it looks like LeBron's completely on the downhill side and LeBron isn't playing nice with the basketball, which has been known to happen, he might just walk. He might just walk. So don't, you know, sometimes being where you want to be is not everything that it's cracked up to be. He might turn out that he doesn't like LA. I mean, they're going to love him on the court, and their fan base is going to go nuts over him. But nothing's on paper as of yet. So cool your jets. And like I said, listening to Rob Pelinka, you would have thought that Anthony Davis was Wilt Chamberlain or Elgin Baylor, or named a historical Laker. He hasn't done diddly squat. And let's see whether or not he's up to the task. Like I said, he didn't win consistently in New Orleans. Some of that was the organization.
but he never elevated the team to the next level. Considering that when he came out, and I remember the first couple of years after he played, they would do these anonymous polls and everything else, and everybody said, what player would you start a franchise with? I would start with Anthony Davis. He's going to be the next big, great big man in basketball. Well, the game's changed. And he's better served, at least at this point in his career, as a second banana. And he's playing second banana to LeBron James. Now, at some point in time, they're going to want to pass the mantle to him and surround him with second and third bananas and have him dominate. Well, I don't know if he's up to it. Yes, statistically he is, but the pressure of carrying a franchise and having that on his shoulders remains to be seen as to whether or not he's up to the task. And like I said, I'll reference the Rachel Nichols interview. They were talking about the fact that, and look, I get this. Players have to grow up. I've talked about it many times. If you had handed me the kind of money that these guys make, and he's 26 years old, at this age, they'd have found me dead in a pile of hookers and cocaine. I mean, I ain't going to lie about it. But here's a guy last year averaging 26 points, 12 boards, 4 assists. Those are extraordinary numbers. But he doesn't pick out his own clothes. He didn't pick out the place that he was living down in New Orleans. He had a bunch of people around him who were basically telling him how to tie his shoes, literally, each and every day. He doesn't come across as unintelligent, but he talked to Nichols extensively about the fact that when he made the decision to get out of L.A., he and his agent Rich Paul, to get out of New Orleans and go to L.A., that he was the guy that made the decision. And up until that point in his career, and evidently that point in his life, he wasn't making too many decisions on his own. And I get it. You're young. You know, young, dumb. That's what I was at that age, young and dumb. And then you figure it out. It's called life. Now, whether or not this translates into him being a guy that you can rely upon as far as a franchise goes remains to be seen. Now, on the positive side, you've got an interesting roster, I'll put it that way. I still don't think they have enough outside shooting. But you're reunited with Boogie Cousins, who, before he got hurt down in New Orleans, you were playing first-rate basketball with. And you actually, that was when you advanced in the playoffs, even though Cousins was hurt. But you had your team set up where you could advance. So that's a plus for the Lakers. These guys have been on the court together before, and they coexisted very, very well. And it was Boogie playing the five and Anthony Davis playing the four. And they were a matchup nightmare for teams that couldn't put size up against them because they just dominated everybody. Now it's two seasons removed. Cousins has been hurt a lot. Whether or not he's able to regain his form remains to be seen. But I'm sure there's a certain comfort zone with Anthony Davis being there and he being able to play alongside a guy that he's comfortable with and he's familiar with. And then you throw LeBron on top of it, and you look at the fact that LeBron is still great, slipped a little, but still great. And we're going to find out whether or not they can coexist. You look at Rajon Rondo, when they made that advance in the playoffs down in New Orleans, Rajon Rondo was the point guard. So there's a lot of pieces in place if you're a Laker fan, just aside from the fact that he's amazingly talented, that lend itself towards the Lakers being a championship contender. And I think they are a championship contender. I'm still going to hold to the fact that I don't think LeBron will win another title, but if I'm wrong down the line, I'll own up to it. But it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because this is the reuniting of the New Orleans Big Three plus LeBron. So it from that aspect of it, it's going to be fun to watch. We'll see how they've matured as players. We'll see how they've matured as men. Supposedly last year in the disaster that was the Los Angeles Lakers, the voice of reason in the locker room, believe it or not, was Rajon Rondo. He kept the younger guys focused when it was clear that they didn't want to play with LeBron because LeBron was trying to get them all traded. You think about the transformation of that locker room just from a couple of years ago. Julius Randle, gone. Ball, gone. Ingram, gone. Hart, gone. The only one left is Kuzma. And he was barely there because he was mentioned in all kinds of trades last year, too. You know, again, the Lakers are going to win a lot of games. But whether it translates into championships remains to be seen. It was interesting watching the Nichols interview and the fact that Davis was sitting in front of all these Larry O'Brien trophies that the Lakers have won over the decades. You know, somewhere in the back of his mind, he knows there's a hell of a lot of pressure on him to put more up there with LeBron. And if they fall short of that before LeBron steps off the stage, because recognize something here. With all the draft picks that they've traded away, and they'll have their own draft pick every other year, but with all the draft picks that they've traded away, they're all in. All their chips are in the middle of the table. And if they fall short, it's not going to fall on LeBron. As much as everybody thinks it's going to, I'll tell you right here, there'll be conversation about it, but I'll tell you how these conversations are going to start if LeBron steps off the stage without another championship. Yeah, he failed in Los Angeles, but he's still one of the greatest of all time because of the fact he was already 34 years old, when he donned the Laker uniform. And who could have expected that he was going to play on the level he was at when he was in his prime? No, this is Anthony Davis's fault because he didn't elevate his game. And that's how it's going to play out. We'll see whether or not Anthony Davis is up to the pressure. Because let me tell you something. Second place doesn't matter in Los Angeles. And the other interesting thing, of course, happens when the Lakers are on the road and the Clippers are playing in the Staples Center until they get their new arena. You're looking at it now. And you have Paul George and Kawhi in the home locker room when they're there. And Kawhi's already delivered. So he goes to the Clippers with, in my opinion, a more balanced roster, a younger roster, a roster more geared towards today's association. And I got news for you. If the Clippers win a championship before the Lakers do, oh, we'll be talking about that every day, regardless of what sport is in season. All right, let's step out right now. We'll wrap it up on the other side. I'm Black. You're not. Get over it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Black. Well, you're not. Get over it. 1-800-878-PLAY. We've been talking a lot of basketball. We'll finish up with basketball as well. Giannis at an event in Milwaukee talked about continuing the reign at Milwaukee, and they came out of the East. Didn't come out of the East, but got to the Eastern Conference Finals. I like it. I don't know where Giannis is going to end up when it's all said and done. You know, they signed his brother to get him on the roster and hopefully make him a happy camper. And they're going to be able to pay him the max when it's all said and done. And there were 20,000 fans outside the Fizarev Forum, nicknamed the Deer District. And they were basically having a party to celebrate his MVP award. But you know something, there was a DJ plan and everybody was hanging out, having a good time. And there's not much else to do in Milwaukee. So they were having fun. And he said, look, just show up for every game. Don't call me the MVP until I win it again next year. Well, you know something, that's heady stuff. He said he was at 60% of his potentials and he's working on his game. He said, obviously, I can add a jump shot. And when I do, I'm going to be even better. Some guy yelled free throws. The other guys named three pointers. Somebody else said, we love you. And he nodded to everything, and he's enjoying himself. He's 24 years old. He's humble. He also said, which I found very interesting, I get mad when my girlfriend says, you know, you're really good. You wanted the best. He said, I respond by saying, I'm like, no, I'm not. Because whenever that happens, I relax. And I don't want to relax. He said, if I'm lazy, I'm lazy 100%. I want to be better. I don't know if it'll happen in Milwaukee or maybe he gets the temptation of the bigger city and moves on. But I just like this kid's attitude, and I love watching him play. All right, that's it for the Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Scott. Thanks for you for chiming in. And we'll talk to you again in 23 hours and change. I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.